Helmar. Thank you for holding on patiently, Helmar. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Dr. Wright. You were talking about the hair mineral analysis
earlier on,
and I just so happened to, I did that a couple of months ago. And one of the things that showed up on that test in on essential minerals was calcium. My calcium levels was 1830. The top of the range was 1100. So quite a bit above the top of the range.
Well, hold on there, sir. What was the magnesium level?
The magnesium level was 47, which is 40 is the low and 140 is the high.
So that was low end.
Regarding the magnesium, and I don't know if this matters or not, I had a, what do you call, a red blood cell magnesium.
Yes, sir.
They basically measure how much magnesium you have inside the cell of your red blood cells, and that came in the middle of the range.
Okay.
So, it's the magnesium on the hair mineral is on the low end of normal, but the calcium is way over. And the ratio on the calcium-magnesium ratio is 38.9, and the range is 4 to 30.
Well, sir, it might be wise to check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine for one or possibly two things. One is to check the serum calcium to see if it happens to be high, because if
it's
it
not.
Is...
It's oh, not. Very, I did that, too.
Very glad to hear that. Very good. Because, just for everybody's information, if the serum calcium is high, we have to worry about hyperparathyroidism. And hyperparathyroidism can sometimes make the hair calcium high as well as the serum. So I'm glad to hear that the serum wasn't, sir. Did you check that just recently, I assume?
Yes. About the same. It was both done at about the same time, within a month of each other.
Sounds like you're staying proactive then, sir. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes. And an interesting thing that I was reading online, sometimes everything you read online is not true, but the regarding hair mineral analysis was what they were saying is that some guy was saying that if you, in order to combat or to bring down high hair mineral or calcium in the hair test, bring that down, soft tissue calcium, you need to increase your calcium intake because it could be a reason that there's not enough bioavailable calcium in my diet, and I don't eat any dairy except for I eat yogurt every once in a while, but other than that, I eat no dairy, and I take magnesium adequate amounts. I probably take 1,000 milligrams a day combined of magnesium supplements, but I don't take any calcium. So what I've done is I actually started just about 5-6 days ago. I started taking 600 milligrams of calcium citrate as well, and to see what would happen in terms of how I feel. And the oddest thing happened is that I was bothered with muscle cramps, and I thought that was due to the lack of magnesium. But it seems like when I started taking the calcium supplement, not only did you see the muscle cramps start to go away, but I also find myself having more energy. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir. You need to listen to your body, and you do listen to your body. And if the muscle cramps went away when you started taking calcium, then what that doctor wrote about the high hair calcium is entirely correct. Now, I asked you about the magnesium to begin with because much more frequently I see high calcium and high magnesium together. I know that's not your case, but bear with me. Just some explanation. I much more frequently see them high together, and when they're high together, about 100% of the time, if people go take calcium magnesium, they go down to normal, which is the darndest thing. But it was explained by Professor Jeffrey Bland years ago in a publication. So enough about that. Now, what I'm concerned about for you personally is something called intestinal transit time. When people take 1,000 milligrams of magnesium, sometimes it causes what a a British doctor wrote in a publication, it causes gastrointestinal hurry. And the reason I'm pronouncing it that way is I listened to him lecture about this too. And what gastrointestinal hurry means is that things are going through the guts more rapidly than they should, so they don't get absorbed well, and yet it does not manifest in diarrhea. It's just that things are going through too fast. And when that happens, as I just mentioned, things don't get absorbed as well. And when calcium doesn't get as absorbed as well, it goes high sometimes. And, of course, magnesium goes low because it's the thing that's causing the gut to go too fast. So you need to check your own intestinal transit time. If you don't know how to do that, it's really pretty simple. You get yourself some beets, which you can see when you eat them and when they exit, some corn on the cob, which you can always see when it exits, or get yourself some charcoal tablets down at the natural food store. And at one meal, where you have at least one of those three things, and then you check your, whatever you check, let's see, you're probably old enough to wear a watch. If you were a teenager, you'd look at your cell phone and see what time it is. And then you count the number of hours until you see the material exit. And if it exits in less than 10 to 12 hours, uh-oh, you got this gastrointestinal hurry thing, which, by the way, at 1,000 milligrams of magnesium a day is not at all unlikely. If it takes 12 or more hours to get through, up to 18 hours, that's pretty normal. And if it goes past 8 to 18 hours, it's officially constipation, and now I'll shut up.
Yeah, though I mean, that's, and you know, what you're describing is my bowels do seem to be in a hurry, like two or three times in the morning in short order. And so there might be something there. I think I better check into that. Now, there was one more thing on a hair mineral analysis that that jumped out. And I've done this twice. I did it back in 2013, and I did it just a couple of months ago. And what were both consistent in both tests was really high levels of nickel. I mean, to the point where the normal range is like less than 0.40. I was at 3.6.
Okay, well, they'll tell you on that hair test report what the usual sources of nickel are. So please read that closely and try to stay away from them. And in case you're interested, the University of Pennsylvania, no less, has a low nickel diet posted somewhere. I'm just looking at it a couple, 3 weeks ago. So you could look at that too. It's online.
Yeah, what I'm doing for the moment is I'm taking the modified citrus pectin to, mm-hmm. I was going to do that for a while to see if it brings it down.
Okay, won't hurt to do that, and it may bring it down. You're right.
So, okay, Dr. Wright, that was enlightening. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling.